Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region today, the weather is mild and sunny. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, making it perfect for outdoor activities. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant day with a gentle sea breeze. Meanwhile, Haifa remains warm and inviting. Tonight is expected to be comfortably cool, ideal for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier this hour that the IAEA is set to remove nuclear material from a Syrian site in a deal brokered by the U.S. Also, Ynet notes an hour ago that the site, known as Site 99, contains yellow cake and nuclear residue from the Assad era. Israel had threatened a strike, fearing Syrian and possibly Turkish retaliation. Also this hour, Mariv reports that the Likud Secretariat plans to reserve Knesset positions for Gideon Sa'ar, Israel Katz, and Chaim Katz, pending approval. Separately, The Forward informs us that Taim Mediterranean Grill is closing its outlets across the country due to unpaid taxes. And finally, JTA reports that the New York Young Republican treasurer was seen with the club president following a suspension over a Nazi salute incident. Here's what people are saying online. Hillel Neuer, head of UN Watch, congratulated Todd Stegerda on his confirmation as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, posting just minutes ago. Ynet Global, in a post from earlier today, highlighted that Prime Minister Netanyahu aims to place Israel Katz, Gideon Sa'ar, and Chaim Katz on the party slate, bypassing primaries. David M. Friedman, former U.S. ambassador to Israel, criticized Joe Biden's comments about Israel's influence on U.S. policies, posting earlier today. He emphasized the strong military cooperation between the two nations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IAEA's operation in Syria, the Jerusalem Post details that this agreement aims to secure nuclear material allegedly unknown to Syrian officials. This development follows Israel's threats of further strikes if Syria, possibly supported by Turkey, retaliated. This operation could stabilize regional tensions as it prevents further escalation. Turning to Israeli politics, Mariv explains that the reservation of Gideon Sa'ar, Israel Katz, and Chaim Katz for Knesset positions comes amidst internal party negotiations. The Likud Secretariat's decision reflects Prime Minister Netanyahu's strategic moves within the party. This reshaping could impact the Likud's standing in future elections. Meanwhile, The Forward reports that Taim Mediterranean Grill is shuttering locations due to tax issues in New York. This closure marks a significant setback for the pioneering Israeli food chain, affecting employees and customers alike. It underscores the challenges faced by international businesses in maintaining compliance. Finally, JTA's coverage on the New York Young Republican incident highlights ongoing controversies within the group. The presence of the treasurer with the president after a Nazi salute suspension raises questions about the club's internal culture. This incident could influence public perception and membership dynamics. On the economic front, first, Kotek reports that Superplay's market value may surpass Playtika's as the latter's shares have plummeted by 25% in 2 days, with Tencent eyeing a potential acquisition. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Bank Hapoalim will distribute scholarships totaling 1.2 million shekels, providing financial support to 120 university students. And finally, Ynet Business describes how surfing, once a pastime for troubled teens, has evolved into a multi-million dollar industry in Israel, reflecting its rapid growth and popularity. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.